Tamsin, a new franchise and a new challenge.
Yeah, really, really excited. You know, on lots of different levels. I've had an incredible time at Storm for the last seven seasons. And to be honest, it had to be a really good opportunity to make me want to walk away. And this one was just too good an opportunity to turn down. The very fact that we're building with such a great brand, with the Wasp brand, is fantastic. Playing at the Ricoh Arena week in, week out as our home venue. It's incredible. It's every player's dream. And for me, as a Midlands girl, to come home and come back to help push netball on in that area is, as I say, just such a good challenge, and I can't wait to get started.
The time was obviously right in a way. Do you reckon you've achieved all you possibly could have with Storm?
I don't know if time is ever right. I guess I say move on because, yeah, maybe we've got to a point where I don't know what else I'm trying to do at Storm. It's been incredible. I can't fault what we've achieved there, the people behind the scenes, the players, fans, everything we've done. You know, launching the Copper Box Netball London Live was a challenge. Not many people thought we were mad when we wanted to do that. Even going to Storm when it first started and creating that from scratch and helping do that, taking the role as player coach. You know, we worked out it was 5 grand finals in 7 seasons. So, I mean, when you look at any greater achievements, it was only winning that was eluding us, and we've done that back to back now, 2015-2016, as a player and as a coach. So I look at it with so many great memories, but yeah, I guess you get to the point where you go, this is exciting for me, this is the next step, next challenge.
Yeah, I mean, you can take loads from those 7 years, the debut season lineup, the title wins, the friends you've made, the semi-final this season, your testimonial. Need I go on?
Exactly. And when you start to break it down like that, I kind of blink and those 7 seasons have gone by in a moment. And yeah, they're special memories for me. And anybody that knows that and has been around Storm knows how much I've put in with the rest of the group as well. And this year in particular, you know, I have to say the girls, the players, the fans were just incredible. This season was really, really special. And sometimes you look at it and go, I'm not sure I can top that from that group. So yeah, I guess timing is definitely right.
So when am I starting on the book?
I'm not sure there's enough interesting things to write in there yet.
Oh, come on.
Definitely not enough stories I can tell and be honest about. But God, yeah, it'd make some interesting reading with all the things that go on in the netball world. But yeah, it's been a great part of my life being at Storm, but I'm really excited about this next part as well because this is the next bit where we would push netball forward on and more, and that's something, as anybody knows me, I've always been really passionate about.
Yeah, Twitter's been spot on as usual. We've got "Well done, Greenway" from Pam. Cat Rat has said wishing you the very best of luck on the move in the future, and Mickey said that Wasps are very lucky. Storm girls are a special bunch, aren't they?
They are a special bunch, and I'd given the girls a heads up a couple of weeks ago when I made the decision to leave, and they were fully supportive in what I chose to do, and really happy that I'd spoken to them first. And that bunch, whatever the players decide to do next year, where they play, what they do, whether they continue to play or whatever, they are an incredible team. But you know, that's something we wanted to build, and that's what I look forward to building at Wasps now. Building the same thing, and over those 7 years we've also started to create a real environment for homegrown talent, and that's something that I want to work on in the Midlands. It's not just about bringing in players, which we'll probably have to do at the start, but it's also to start creating an area where girls can grow up going, one day I want to play for Wasps.
So there was plenty of plans and ideas with the Wasps franchise proposal. What impressed you most? Was it the vision?
Yeah, I think so, and it's probably the reason I left Team Bath all those years ago to go to Storm, and I'd guess it's the same reasons now. I've met a really interesting group of people that I think are ready to take netball into a new era. The very fact that we've got an arena to play in, I said before, it is every player's dreams. You know, I kind of wish I could come back out of retirement, but that's not going to happen.
Go on.
But I mean, but just the brand as well, to be with the Ross Rugby family. To play with that brand, to have their vision of what experience they want to give the fans, to show, just to set up, to work and see and be involved in a professional environment as well. It's something that I'm going to thrive on, and hope the players will too.
And what part of the arena is it going to be taking place, a game's going to be played in?
It's going to be in the Jaguar Hall, and we've actually got an England international in December, I think it is, when they play the Jamaica series. So that'll get a taste for people of what's to come. But that arena's huge. You know, we have the opportunity there to put in big crowds and to put in fan experience zone and fan village and stuff. And it's just, you know, it's great to take that next step. It's something that we used to do at the ANZ, and we'll be leading again from the front here, which is really nice.
Building from the start is something you'll relish, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's challenging. And I look at the timescales and go, okay.
How long have we got?
We start in February. So as long as we've got a team ready by then we'll be fine. But yeah, it's a challenge. This is not just a one-season wonder for me. This is, as always, a long-term project. You know, I want to work closely with the region. I want to start exploring what goes on up here. You know, every region has its positives, and they're doing such a good job here. I know they're going to love having elite netball on their doorstep. So that's a great journey to be had, and building the fan base, you know, that's always a challenge. I think netball fans will be intrigued by what's going to go on at WASC, and I'm sure we'll get a good following from the start. But engaging with the fans is important to me. And then, of course, building that team. The season will run this year, and we'll want to be competitive, as always. It's in my nature to be, but there are going to be greater things going on behind the scenes to make sure that we're a sustainable club and that people really buy into what we're trying to do.
And there's a strong link with the uni as well. Is that going to see training base there similar to the rugby?
Yeah, so we're going to be based at University of Warwickshire, which is an incredible partnership for us, and I was really pleased when we made that connection because, you know, not only does that help for future players and education, which is still really important for a netballer, but, you know, gets us out into the community as well, and to such a great university is a fantastic link for us. Their facilities are second to none. They're having new facilities built as well, which is brilliant. So it gives us a real base and a home, and I think that's really important because, you know, the Rico will be our home from home for matches, and it will be our venue and our arena, and to have that link at University of Warwick as well, just with the world-class facilities, really tops it off.
It was possibly fair to say that it's going to take you a bit of time to get into the top four, especially for next season. Are you maybe thinking of experienced players from other franchises to get you up and running?
Yeah, I think for me it's always been about the perfect blend. You know, we made a real statement last year at Storm that we wanted English players only, and we went there to show that it could be done, and we did it, which I'm really proud of. I'm proud of the girls. I think they really stood up and showed what they're made of. This season will be, again, completely different. It's, you know, we've got the opportunity to bring in imports. Each team have got two imports they can bring in. I'll be looking to not only build future stars, but those young players also need experience around them as well. So I'll definitely be having talks with players I know in and around the country to see who's around. I think there'll be player movement this year. There'll have to be player movement this year because we've had three new teams come in and sadly lost Yorkshire Jets. So it's going to be really important that you get that right blend for your team.
Locally, the Netball East and West Midlands as well, they'll be a source for the immediate future and moving on from here as well, aren't they?
Of course. You know, Loughborough Lightning are doing a great job in the East Midlands, and the West Midlands have not had that elite team now since 2004, I think, when Birmingham Blaze were last around. So yeah, there's a real hub of talent. There's plenty of local clubs. There's plenty of great coaches in the area. There's plenty of buzz for netball. They've all been dying out for an elite team. So, you know, it's just a case of connecting the pathways and starting to create that West family. And yeah, it'd be really nice to be having this conversation in a couple of years' time, talking about all the homegrown talent that we're bringing through.
How busy has your phone been today, apart from Germans?
You know what? So through the whole press conference, I left my phone to the side, and I came back, and it was obscene, the amount of WhatsApps, tweets, emails. Also, the England Under-21s touring groups got announced today as well. So, you know, that was an exciting day for all, because I've spent the last two weekends with that group, so that's been really good fun as well. So yeah, it's been non-stop, to be honest. I'm sure it'll carry on with that into the night, and tomorrow will be another day, and tomorrow it will be about starting to actually build this team.
I saw the Under-21s announcement. How difficult was it to select the final team?
Well, you know, this is just the beginning of our journey. Botswana is a long way off. We're really lucky this summer. We've got two tours, one to Australia and one to Jamaica, to face Australia and New Zealand Under-21s and to face Jamaican Under-21s. So it actually gives us a perfect opportunity to get plenty of players, court time and exposure, and understand what the competition's going to be like next year. So we've got a long squad at the minute of 25. Lots of those players are now going to be going on tour over the summer, which is great. Four of those players have been in the full-time program with the England girls, so they'll be getting exposure as well. So it's a very exciting time, but it, you know, for me, it's just the beginning. This is the first opportunity I get to see them do anything competitively as a group, which I'm really excited about doing, and who better than against the number ones, Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, I was pleased to see Rhea from Storm in there, along with Georgie as well. You've seen Rhea over the past couple of seasons. I bet you must be pleased in a way.
Of course. There's some really exciting players in there. And, you know, when you go in as the under-21 coach, you look across all franchises and you take all the strengths from across the board. And that's the great place that you get to get a real mix. You know, you get to play work with those different styles. It's really nice working with different players and getting used to see how they operate. So, no, please, obviously, for the Storm girls, but to be honest, I'm excited about the whole mix that we've got there, because there's some really, really talented youngsters coming through, and that's, you know, it's my job to try and help guide them in so they strengthen the national squad in the years to come.
You're obviously back in the Midlands. Great news, and I can genuinely hear the smile in your voice. You're ready for this, aren't you?
I am indeed. I was ready for a new challenge, and what better way to come home and do that challenge here. And Wasps brand are just incredible. I'm genuinely really, really excited about this.
And you've got a new mascot to deal with as well, Sting.
So I hear.
Have you met him?
I've not met this Sting yet. I think Jamie, my daughter, will be the real test of whether she approves of Sting or not. I'm already trying to get her into the new colours. She's not quite convinced yet, so Sting's got a lot of work to do.
Well, despite all the press today, I bet no one's asked you what your favourite Sting song is.
No, actually, that is a brilliant question.
Are we then?
Absolutely no idea. I more know the Police songs than actual him on his own. But that shows my age, right? Or the fact that I was brought up on sad
proper music.
But proper music. But yeah, no, that is a good question, because I haven't been asked that. So yeah, well done. You're the first asking me the question today.
Right, well, you don't need any luck, but every success, and I'm really pleased.
Thank you. Thanks, Andy.